I think my provocation was kind of the idea of, is translation a kind of trick, right? Is it always a kind of illusion, a kind of distraction, right? And that does that say something about all of these other kinds of acts of translation, of mm-hmm. translating a literary text to one that is theatrical, to translating a drawing into a building? Are mm-hmm. in all of these processes, is it essentially a kind of trick?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's just a trick, because there's this intermediary. It's that process of doing the translation, and it's really the most visible in the design construction process, you could say, where there's chunks of periods where there's this intense work, and there's like the process of building something is like there's all kinds of work. There's other processes that plug into it, right? It's not just this kind of straight shot. And it's the same in translation whether it's between languages or whether it's between disciplines or media. It's not a straight shot, right? It's not like a kind of, oh, there was never actually any difference in the first place. There's like this whole kind of weight of doing work that's in between it. And that ends up, that's the point that's very interesting. And what the project is, in a way, you could say the project is engaging with that, where the space in between the translations is where the stuff is what the project is really engaging with, whether or not that appears or not. Whether it's left hidden behind the fact that you have product, or whether it's actually latent in the product, or however you want to see it. But it's that in-between period, and where the things actually happen, right? Where the whole, when that's like the importance of the process is right in there, right? And sometimes you can see it in the translations or on the surface of the translation. Sometimes it's in kind of like a, you could say, a bilingual translation, where you see both at the same time, and you can see that process happening, where you can reconstruct it or explore it for yourself. Sometimes it's in the, having a transcript when you're seeing something, or even in watching like a movie with subtitles. Like sometimes you can see it in that, watching the movie with subtitles, even hinted at, especially when the subtitles aren't, like, when you're like a speaker of the language that you're watching it in, and subtitles don't necessarily line up exactly. And you're like, ooh, I wonder what that decision was like. You know, there's all the decisions and all the like work of bringing things in from the outside that happens when you start doing it.
Yeah, of course. And I think that was somewhere the provocation is that there is an idealized sense, a sense that of the possibility of collaboration is exciting in this moment. But we know that a bad translation can totally kill the acceptance of a text, but a good translation can also transform and even elevate. And, you know, a good builder can hide a terrible drawing, possibly, and hide things that are only revealed through the process of making.